Football this weekend, pretty much all the games. You're going to get a couple that you're joining progress. Northern Iowa also plays Illinois Chicago this weekend on Saturday. This segment will be brought to you by, might as well hit this up since we're sitting here, Des Moines Orthopedic Centers, DMOS, helping you get back to living through orthopedic care. Three locations, 6001 Westtown Parkway, West Des Moines, 1301 Penn Avenue, Suite 213, Des Moines, 350 Northeast 36th Street, Ankeny, Iowa. Services include foot, ankle, hand therapy, hip, knees, shoulder, spine, sports med, sports rehab, trauma, and urgent injury. Their urgent injury clinics are both at Ankeny and West Des Moines locations. No appointment needed. Look up wait times online at dmos.com. Their hours are Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. at West Des Moines. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Ankeny, Saturday, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. New to DMOS is Engineer Performance by DMOS, world-class sports rehab and performance training center in Central Iowa, 1711 Southwest Plaza Parkway, Ankeny, Iowa, Des Moines Orthopedic Centers, DMOS. Thank you very much. Okay, let's do a quick rundown of what you thought, what hit you the most this weekend with the football game. So I'll give you, I'll even start for you. I'm not going to start. Let's go Seattle, San Francisco.
I guess my biggest thing, and not to, you know, I'm not over hyping Mr. Purdy, if you will, but, yeah. And I'm not one of these guys going to run and say, well, you and I could be in that system. It's so good with all the weapons. Still, he has to execute. Still, he has to not be the reason for a negative. Still, he is fulfilling the need that was asked of him, and holy buckets, did they look good.
Yes, I totally agree with that.
Very happy with Geno Smith to see what he's doing with the Seahawks. Too many weapons on either side of the ball with the 49ers. That was a fun game.
It was incredible. I agree. It was, I think he was a little nervous. I think Pete Carroll threw some things at him in the first quarter.
Yeah.
And then I think Kyle Shanahan just upped him and said, hey, we trust you doing this. And how he looks off people, and just listening to the people calling the game and watching some of the ESPN guys that talked about it afterwards, the fact that he doesn't stare down receivers. He's a rookie. He's Mr. Irrelevant. Now, we also saw him for 4 years and know that he can be a really good quarterback.
Right.
He doesn't stare down receivers. He's not going to run for 45 to 75 yards like Daniel Jones or Lamar Jackson,
but he
gets first downs and he gets out of bounds and he doesn't take hits.
Had a rushing touchdown. I mean,
so what he's doing now, he has to do that against Dallas. And that, you know, that's the narrative today on the radio. Well, look what they did to that Tampa Bay Tampa Bay does not have an offense. They are horrific, and it has nothing to do with Tom Brady. They're horrific.
They thought it was the Tampa Bay of 2 years ago.
Yeah, and with Bruce Arians.
They were 8-9 in a really bad division.
Yeah, it not good. San Francisco's weapons are amazing, and the crazy thing is they have more weapons on defense than they do on offense, and I didn't think that could be possible.
Well, my thing is I still – you can go up and down on this multiple times. You can go, okay, well, the 49ers are destined to have a bad game. No, not necessarily. I mean, seriously, with the weapons that they have, again, just don't make the mistakes. Continue to go down that path. I have seen, we've watched a lot of Cowboy games. That is a teeter totter.
No, you have no idea. And it's not like going to Tampa Bay. Well, their crowd isn't like a crazy crowd either. Now going
31-14.
Yeah.
And how many point afters were missed?
Four. Yeah, that's not good. When you're getting rid of your kicker in the second round of the playoffs is not a good look.
Well, luckily Jerry said he makes enough when he needs to make them, so he's still our kicker.
This is the thing that I'll say about Brock Purdy is, if he was going through and he was 16 for 27 for 189 yards and a touchdown and a pick. And I'd go, you know what? You can work with that and you can make this happen. He's not doing that. He threw for 300 yards and four touchdowns and scored a touchdown on his own.
Right.
He's making passes that nobody else, I don't know what to say.
Okay, let me put it to you this way. I hear things of people saying, well, if he couldn't do this with the Jets or he couldn't do this with the Bears. No.
No.
He'd running for his life and he'd be on his back.
Yeah.
But you put Justin Fields in San Francisco? I bet you he does some good things, too.
Not as accurate, though. That's the problem. That's the problem with Justin Fields. That's the problem with Trey Lance.
Well, okay, he's not as accurate because he's always under distress.
Right, but Justin Fields has never been accurate.
Okay.
I mean, even at Ohio State, where he's throwing to wide-open receivers, he didn't have much over a 60% completion percentage, give or take. I mean, I'm saying Justin Fields is a great quarterback.
Right.
But people aren't going to go, man, he's one of the most accurate throwers I've ever seen in my life. But he also has no weapons.
He wins this game against Dallas this week. No, excuse me. Yes, yeah. Against Dallas.
I think San Francisco does because they have more talent.
He wins this game.
Oh, you want
Garoppolo's okay. Does he get the next start? Or do you keep Brock Purdy?
Jimmy Garoppolo will never throw another pass for the San Francisco 49ers.
Okay, Trey Lance.
Hurt.
Ain't going to happen.
No.
Okay.
No.
This is Brock Purdy's ride.
It's as far as
this is his wave. To ride this baby long as he can take this.
In the back of Kyle Shanahan's mind, he's saying, I can win 12 games a year with this kid, and I don't have to pay him any money, and I can just keep getting toys to play with. Yeah, I'm going to do that. But they don't have to pay Trey Lance any money either. So,
yet.
But they have to pay Jimmy Garoppolo a lot of money, and they're going to get a couple of draft picks. Which
Jimmy Garoppolo is going to look really good in green and white in New York. He's going to be a Jet next year.
There's a possibility. Yeah, I wouldn't want to play New York next year if Jimmy Garoppolo's the quarterback for the 12 games that he plays.
I know. Well, we can go through this or dabble in this little pond for a minute because you know that they've already come out. Tua's coming back. The doctors said that he is not more susceptible to he's fine. He can play all of next year.
I get that he's no more susceptible to having another concussion. Unless he gets hit by another defensive player because he's so small. That's the dumbest thing. No, I'm not saying it's the dumbest thing that I've ever heard say.
I'm saying that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard
in my life that they would.
Thank goodness Mike McDaniel's come back. The BS talk about that was
it's ridiculous. And just so, if anybody wants to know, because one of the things that Mike McDaniel got ripped for this weekend was they had to call a timeout.
That he was vaping under his glove.
And vaping
that
under his glove, which is funny, too. Who cares if that's the worst thing?
Have you seen some of the things on the sideline?
I mean, my God,
years ago.
Was it an Alabama? What basketball player? Was it an Alabama basketball player?
I don't remember.
Okay, I'm going to have to. Who was thrown in jail because he was accessory to a murder this weekend.
Oh.
And we're worried about Mike McDaniel smoking on the sidelines.
No, it's vapor. It's not smoke.
Oh my gosh, now you got me all worked up on that one. I don't even remember what I was going to say. Oh, so they're ripping him because they had to take a timeout because he couldn't get the play call in.
Right.
It was when he thought he had a first down. It was third down or whatever, and they actually sat it down and it was short.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan Orlowski, is that how you say it, went through and said, this is what this guy had. And he had a piece of paper in front of him and he's reading off there and he said, okay, so before he knew. He thought it was a first down, so he's going, okay, we're in 24 personnel. We need dip, 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 dip. And then all of a sudden over his headphones, they're like, coach, fourth down, fourth and one. It didn't get, okay, cancel, cancel, cancel. We need 11 personnel. We need dip, 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 dip.
Right.
And you only get so much time,
right.
And they're yelling at him. Well, it's not easy to get these play
again,
calls in.
It wasn't that he goes, oh, we got the – he was led to believe it was a
first down,
and then it was changed.
Yes. And so, I mean, what? No.
Look,
yes, they need to keep him. No, I'm telling you right now, if you bank your money, and I don't know how much money they have left to pay Tua. I don't even know what his contract is. Even I don't care what a doctor says. I don't think a doctor thought after having one, you were going to have two more this year.
I am not on this.
There should be
no
way
in
the world that Miami should move forward with Tua as their quarterback and Skylar Thompson, because you're going to have Skylar Thompson all year. And you're not going to get 8 and 9.
Well, Bridgewater's going to be gone? We can only hope.
Okay. My Iowa State cup, I think, has a better chance of starting than Teddy Bridgewater. I love Teddy Bridgewater.
I know. All right. So, Seahawks, 49ers. What was the next game you went to? You went to Cowboys, Buccaneers. What in the name of all things holy happened Chargers, Jaguars?
Yeah.
Okay. They fired the offensive coordinator for the Chargers.
The offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach.
Yeah. Wouldn't you want to talk to the defensive coordinator?
That's my thing. Okay, so let's do that.
The offense didn't allow the other team to.
It was 27-0 at halftime.
27-0.
27-0. And you're firing your offensive coordinators and your quarterbacks coach because you had a stretch where you threw the ball 7 times. 27-0. See, I'm in this too. I'm going to throw Minnesota and Tampa Bay into the same argument. Kirk Cousins sucks. Did you see Minnesota's defense? Mm-hmm. What's he supposed to do?
Right, exactly.
And with Tampa Bay, did you see Tampa Bay's offense is a shell of itself because he has no offensive lineman.
Thank you for
Mike Evans. Shell. I guess Mike Evans doesn't think he can dive for a football anymore.
Right.
And they're like, oh, see, Tom Brady's lost it. Did you see their defense on the field?
They weren't completing tackles. It was they acted like they were surprised that like, oh, man, I would have planned for this if I would know we were actually going to make it. I mean, it was. I know.
Bad stuff. Buffalo. If I'm for all the people out there that are the Buffalo fans, you are going to have to see. This is one of those things too, because Sean McDermott gets a lot of passes, and Ken Dorsey. You lost Brian Daboll, and Josh Allen now has gone from 4 interceptions to like 14 interceptions, and they're really bad.
They got to
really,
him a lot last
really
weekend.
Bad times.
Yeah.
And he's digressing. And once again, you have a football team with a defensive coordinator as your head coach with a great offense, and his defense sucks.
Mm-hmm.
They're horrible.
Mm-hmm.
All these people, and they're like, you know what? Todd Bowles. See, it's Tom Brady, not Todd Bowles. Did you see Tampa Bay's defense? Dude, they could do whatever they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yep, so let's keep hiring more defensive coordinators. That's what you should be doing.
Do you have
billionaires don't know how to hire coaches.
Right, I know. I'm not new. I've sat over here a few times. I know what you're saying. Do you foresee the Chiefs and the Eagles coming out and dominating their games this weekend?
I don't think the Eagles can dominate a game. To be really, who the Eagles play? I didn't see how it. It's on another page.
Right. Eagles have
the New York Giants. Here's the thing.
Sorry.
Are they going to dominate? No, because this will be the third time that they've played. And it's going to be Buffalo and Cincinnati. Talk about a weird vibe that game's going to have in Buffalo. No. Do I think Kansas City will? Yes. Andy Reid on a bye week at any point in time coming out. Here's the thing. Jacksonville gets down 27-0 to Kansas City.
They're not
that game's back. Over.
That, yeah, exactly.
What you saw, if you want to put stock in a quarterback, and this is what I'll say about that Jacksonville game with the Chargers, is Justin Herbert amazing? Oh, my God. I mean, he can make some throws, and he is so strong, and it's amazing. Trevor Lawrence threw 4 picks in the first half and led them to 5 touchdowns to win a football game.
Mm-hmm. I'm a fan.
I'm thinking he might be and Patrick Mahomes might be the only, and maybe Josh Allen because he has a little bit of turnover bug too, might be the only humans that can do that. And Trevor Lawrence is in his second year in the league. Second.
Because he was with Urban Meyer. Yeah.
Yeah. And that took away. So he should be his rookie year because that's a negative there. That's amazing, Scott. I almost called you and said that is the most amazing thing that I've ever seen. That you would, number one, that the Chargers were so bad, and it was he's a defensive coordinator coach and he can't stop.
This is
it
both
wasn't
sides
Kansas
of,
City,
right?
It's the Jacksonville Jaguars,
right? This is what gets me is now you've got your two teams that had bye weeks.
Yep.
Philly, to me, going in against the Giants are on their roll.
Right.
They're hot.
Feel good.
They're good. where
and they're gonna,
I'm less worried about Kansas City being the off week, more time to plan, blah, blah, because I don't.
But both teams have played each other.
Right.
This is a third time for New York and Philadelphia, the second time for Kansas City.
Right.
Jacksonville doesn't have enough horses.
No.
But that doesn't mean that Kansas City can't lay an egg, because every once in a while they do.
Right. And it doesn't mean that, Trevor Lawrence can't go off for four touchdowns.
It'll be
400 yards.
Yep, it'll be difficult, because you got to stop the other guy from doing the same thing.
Right.
And he's at home. The New York, Philadelphia, if the Giants and the Giants played Minnesota, if the Giants hit Jalen Hurts as much as they hit Kirk Cousins, Jalen Hurts won't make it out of the game, because he already thinks people have a bounty on him.
Yeah, I saw that.
But he's got
there's always a bounty.
He's got a
right.
When those two teams played and Philadelphia played well, it's because of Jalen Hurts running. It was because, ooh, nobody's open, I'm taking off, and I'm running 45 yards. He's not doing that, because if he gets tackled on his shoulder, he's done. So that's a game. What's the point spread on that game? Have you seen the point spread?
I have not seen yet.
We can hold off on that. But I'm going to tell you right now, the team that I would not want to face right now is the Cincinnati Bengals. I am becoming a really big Joe Burrow fan.
Well, then I would hope. I mean, there's been so much hype about, they made it to the Super Bowl last year, all these different things that they're supposed to be a better team than they show, because they're this can be a 5-star game, and they come out and they drop about a 3.
It was the Ravens. That was the third time they played the Ravens too. That's a muck game,
It's a
muck it up. And don't even get, when we come back, you're going to hear my Ravens story, and it's not pretty.
Right.
But
hopefully he's in Miami.
Yeah. But watching Joe Burrow, he is Joe Cool. He is Joe Namath with talent. It's pretty cool. It's fun
Steve
to watch.
All sports.
You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steve and Scott. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports fans. Be right back.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 7.
Welcome back in, everybody. Welcome back to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Steen here.
Scott here.
Scotty's here. He's going to be here today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Right?
She betcha.
Yes. Thursday.
I'll be here. I have to duck out a little bit early because Casey Donahue.
Oh, that's right. You were leaving. I knew that you had said that to me. I just couldn't remember what it was. Should have known.
Backstage passes.
There you go.
Woo!
Like he wouldn't come out and see you out front.
No, it's the restraining order says I'm not supposed to do it. But anyway.
You are listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ. I just need to have something I can push a button so it says that. It's a lot of stuff to say.
Well, you're good at it, though.
I know.
And it keeps you on your toes.
At Steen on Sports, at Happy Hour _ SS, and at Scott Brower _13. Facebook's at 1700 Champ as well. Okay, it's your read. You read.
This will be my 10th time seeing Casey Donahue.
Really?
Third time at Woolies. Wow.
Where's good. Where's Woolies?
Woolies is one in East Village.
Okay.
It's awesome.
Yep.
It's awesome. Big beers and bar room acoustics, if you will. So, but anyway, all right. So, Heritage Building Maintenance.
There you go.
There we go. Provides quality, health-centric building maintenance and janitorial service throughout Central Iowa. Heritage is future-focused and driven by technology to find a healthier and more efficient way to serve their clients. They believe they should provide a first line of defense and proper health care. Be industry leaders in implementing health-focused innovation and technology, providing peace of mind and protecting our future by creating a certified partner of science-proven microbial control to provide advanced level janitorial services to their clients. Go to heritagebldg.com to check out more about clean and the future of janitorial services.
Okay, we talked in the break about the four games coming up this weekend, and then we'll get into some quarterbacks.
I want to hear your Raven.
I know.
Your Raven rant.
Well, okay. I haven't given you my Raven rant yet. Not, but that's a game. I didn't talk about that game.
Okay.
Cincinnati beat Baltimore. Baltimore has a healthy Lamar, if Baltimore has anybody that can actually throw a football, they win that game. Their defense played well enough against Cincinnati to win that game. Even though I'm high on Joe Burrow, this is a game. No matter what, it was going to be a mucky game because it's the third time they play. They don't like each other. It's just, it's ugly. And it must be the Baltimore thing, because Baltimore and Pittsburgh is ugly, and Baltimore and Cincinnati are now ugly. They've kind of taken over because Pittsburgh hasn't been very good. Sorry, right. Jamie. But it was a I like John Harbaugh. I would have came down after the game and said, hey, John, I need to talk to you. I don't care who your offensive, and I don't care whatever you're doing. Your offensive coordinator's gone or you're gone, because that's unacceptable. You have a 5'9" on a good day quarterback trying to jump over a Cincinnati Bengal defensive line by the end zone that are 6'4", 6'7", 6'5", and you have J.K. Dobbins in the backfield. The only thing I felt sorry for that is that Mark Andrews tried as hard as he did to run that guy down, because he almost ran that guy down.
Mm-hmm. They
said he was running 20 miles an hour, Mark Andrews, and he's a big dude.
He downshifted, but didn't quite
happen. It was embarrassment for John Harbaugh. It was an embarrassment for the Baltimore Ravens, and to be really honest with you, I first thought, but here's the thing. Nobody knows who Lamar Jackson is. I don't know. You don't know. I don't know if any of those guys know. If you talk to the players of the football team afterwards, they want Lamar Jackson to come back. They want the Baltimore Ravens to do him right.
His teammates. Yes.
I don't know if Lamar Jackson wants to do that. But even if they do bring him back, here's the problem. And then they get to blame Lamar Jackson, because they're going to have to pay Lamar Jackson so much money that they're not going to be able to get him weapons, even though when they weren't paying him money, they didn't get him any weapons. He has never had, besides Mark Andrews, who is a tight end, who's a really good tight end, but he's not even in the top 10. Well, he might be top 10 tight end. He's never had a weapon, ever. I mean, Tyreek Hill and Lamar Jackson would be, that's a weapon.
I know.
And, you know, and here's the difference. And I thought about this between San Francisco, when we talked about San Francisco with Brock Purdy, and we talked about the Kansas City Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes. They're 180s from each other. Patrick Mahomes is so good at what he does that you can throw him anybody, and he's going to get you yards. He's going to get you touch. Besides Travis Kelce, that's his guy.
Well, as the commercial says, it's his best friend.
It's his best friend. But then you can throw anybody else out there. He didn't need Tyreek Hill. Their offense was better.
What you always say is the fact that you took Tyreek Hill, the entity, out of the locker room
the locker room got better.
Because
Tyreek Hill wanted Tyreek Hill. He wanted Tyreek Hill money.
Right.
And they didn't want to pay him Tyreek Hill money.
Right.
And so he's proven that he can do that. And if you give him a star wide receiver like Tony, who came over from the Giants, who actually can get downfield,
right,
it even made that bigger. But now throw that the opposite way. In Kyle Shanahan's system, unlike Andy Reid's system, Kyle Shanahan's system is, as long as I have people that can get open, I can make any quarterback look good. Andy Reid is, I'm going to tinker and I'm going to let Patrick Mahomes do whatever he wants and you know, do all that.
Right. Working on the behind the back pass still. Yes.
They're both the same thing. It's not, Brock Purdy is not Patrick Mahomes, but Patrick Mahomes at San Francisco isn't going to be the same player because Kyle Shanahan doesn't coach that way.
I agree.
And Andy Reid knew exactly what he wanted and he got him. And that's why Eric Bieniemy, everybody goes, well, Eric Bieniemy must not be a good coach. No, he's watching. There's nowhere you're going to go. Where am I going to go that I have Patrick Mahomes?
Right.
I'm nowhere. So I get paid a lot of money here. The next thing I think he's going to do is he's going to go, I think that his next job will be an athletic director in college somewhere. I don't think he needs to keep.
That's a good angle. I like that.
Because he was at Colorado, very, very religious centered, just a lot of things. I think he'd make a great athletic director somewhere. Brock Purdy, on the other hand, and Kyle Shanahan, that it's the same thing that if you right now, if you took Brock Purdy and put him in Green Bay and you take Aaron Rodgers and you put him in San Francisco would struggle more than they are with Brock Purdy, and Green Bay would have had a better year because Brock Purdy would have hit open wide receivers without having to throw a tantrum.
Mm-hmm.
Not that he's not a better quarterback than Aaron Rodgers. Right. But with those two coaching staffs, they scheme things open, and Aaron Rodgers hates the fact that they scheme people open. He just wants to get people open.
Right.
And
so, I mean, this starts going down a path of this would be a whole segment itself. we've talked about this. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady. Tom Brady.
I don't think there's any way Aaron Rodgers can come back to Green Bay.
But you do believe he will play one more year in the NFL?
I do. I don't know if it'll be next year. Could be the year after. Maybe he takes a year off and has
who's the answer? Who's the answer in Las Vegas? Aaron Rodgers or Lamar Jackson?
I think Brady's going to go to Vegas.
To Vegas?
Yeah, because of Josh McDaniels. And he has Davante Adams. But
you got me throwing on that.
But you
one.
Also have Kansas City, the Chargers, and who am I missing? The other one's got the Broncos.
Russell Wilson. They need some.
If they get a coach, he was not coached well. Russell Wilson, that was a train wreck. That whole locker room was a train wreck. It's not Russell Wilson's fault.
Nathaniel Hackett was because he promised he could bring Aaron Rodgers with
him. It makes better TV time if you can blame Russell Wilson. It makes better sports talk radio if you can blame Russell Wilson.
All right, Mr. Lamar Jackson, what does this mean after the loss when he puts on his Instagram, when you have something good, you don't play with it. You don't take chances losing it. You don't neglect it. When you have something good, you pour into it. You appreciate it because when you take care of something good, the good thing takes care of you too.
And I'm not even sure he's talking about himself if he's not talking about the whole entire team.
Is this his, hey, you got one more chance to talk to me or I'm opening the door and I'm walking somewhere else.
I don't know, and I can't believe I'm saying this. I don't know what John Harbaugh brings to the table. Because
really?
It seems like he got rid of Wink Martindale, who went to
Wink's his nickname. That's not his real name.
No, it's his real name.
No, it's a nickname. Wink Martindale was
defensive coordinator Wink Martindale.
All right, continue.
Look it up.
Continue.
Is he the defensive coordinator for the Lions? He's a defensive coordinator somewhere else because John Harbaugh didn't like that he was getting recognition because their defense was playing really well. They don't have an offensive coordinator. They don't have an offense. I would blow if you're going to keep Lamar Jackson, I'd blow the rest of the team up. I'd blow up the coaching staff and get if you're going to pay him, if you're going to pay Lamar Jackson, $50 million.
His name is Don.
I know,
Wink, as everybody loves it.
Okay. If I'm keeping Lamar Jackson, I don't think I can keep. He looks like Wink.
He looks like Wink Martindale. Okay, sorry.
I don't think he can. I don't think Lamar Jackson wants to play for John Harbaugh. I think he wants to play with his brothers, but I don't think he wants to play for John.
But I think he wants to take his brothers with him somewhere else.
Yeah.
Is it coaching and ownership that he's getting kind of miffed with?
Well, I think it's not the coaching staff that's not getting him players. I mean, I just don't it's a bad situation.
You're thinking he feels the coaching staff is what's getting him hurt
because
he has to do everything.
Because he has to do it all. And it shows that they scored 23.5 points a game, and then he doesn't play, they score 12. And if you don't go, okay, we need him, and number two, whatever, I don't know. Here's my thing: if I'm the Baltimore Ravens and I get Lamar Jackson back, you know the first person that I call during the offseason and say, hey, you come over here with me, and I'm gonna high five you after every block, and every catch, and every touchdown, and you're gonna be my guy, and you're gonna be the favorite player on this team.
Alan Lazard.
And he's come. I do it. You know. And you know who else is saying that to him right now? The Minnesota Vikings. You know what we're missing? We're missing toughness.
Right.
And that dude is toughness.
Right.
I want that dude. And see how Green Bay does without that dude.
Right.
You don't like all the rest of those guys? In the last three games that you watched Aaron Rodgers, because you have Green Bay Packer fans, in the last three games, for excitement, every once in a while he threw to Christian Watson, and Christian Watson got a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
When they needed a first down, who'd they throw the ball to?
Alan Lazard, dude.
Yeah. And if it wasn't him, it was Randall Cobb, who could barely walk.
And to think about this, to watch them always throw to Lazard, that dude got blew up.
Yeah. And every running play that goes for 30 yards.
He ain't going to do three more years of that.
Yeah. Guess who starts those running plays? Alan Lazard.
Right.
J.K. Dobbins should be writing notes to Alan Lazard saying, come
love notes
to Baltimore.
Yes.
Anywhere
yes,
he goes.
Exactly.
He's going to make everything better. So, I don't think Jacksonville has a great shot, except for I can't wait to see him play again because I thought that second half was amazing. I think the Giants have a shot. I really do.
I do, too.
I think Jalen Hurts is hurt.
I just keep...
He's got it in his head. Dude, anytime that you sit in your head and you go, man, they got bounties out on me. They're just trying to hurt me. They're in your head.
Right, yeah, exactly.
I don't think Buffalo can beat Cincinnati. Not with the way Josh Allen's playing and not the way Joe Burrow's playing.
Oh, Buffalo can't beat them. I'm like, no. Yeah.
And I would not be – I want Brock Purdy to win. I wouldn't be surprised if Dallas – clanked it up a little bit and kept it close and maybe went on a field goal. Not like they're not going to do what they did to Tom Brady. There's no way. But I could see them.
I don't think Brock Purdy is going to beat the Dallas Cowboys. I think the San Francisco 49ers are going to
He needs to be.
Don't make mistakes.
Yes.
And it's not his game to win.
We can't even say that to him because the kid just doesn't do it. He didn't do anything. He didn't do hero ball. In that game this past weekend, he just made moves and made passes.
He moved out of the pocket. He definitely got away from pressure.
Yeah.
I mean, that was it to Ayuk or whatever in the end zone right in the corner. That was the best touchdown that wasn't a touchdown that we saw.
Yeah, and the thing with the Dallas Cowboys, Tampa Bay Buccaneers couldn't put any pressure on him because their defense is so bad. San Francisco is going to put some hits on Dak Prescott, and then you got to see how they're going to be. And Dallas isn't going to be able to run the ball.
I want to see how Daniel Jones plays this week. I mean,
how cool is that for that guy who everybody thought was a bust, and now, you know.
Dude, this was year one of a rebuild.
Right. So 6 months ago, not even that, 4 months ago, middle of the season, starting to play well, they should have went to him and said, we'll give you 4 years,
right,
30 mil. We'll give you 120. Now they can't get him for 120.
No.
I think now you're going to get him at the most, you're going to get him for 140, 150, right around in there, because these guys, Trevor Lawrence, when his contract comes up, what you paying that kid? I mean, come on.
Yep.
I mean, 6'6", runs, unbelievable.
Oh. I know.
And Justin Herbert, I just want to be Justin Herbert's agent for 5 seconds. I mean, that's an incredible thing. And when all this comes full circle with all that, with Joe Burrow getting his, and Tua getting his extension, if he does, I hope.
Well, I want to see the money for Lamar. I want to see the money for Lamar.
And Josh Allen and those guys. And everybody said, well, Patrick Mahomes, look at all that money Patrick Mahomes took, but he also gave them a really good deal. What's Patrick Mahomes worth when his next contract? Because his next contract, he can renegotiate in 2.5 more years. I mean, that's a $70 million. If Lamar Jackson's a $50 million a year, Patrick Mahomes is like 70. That's crazy.
So you're saying he is still going to be in 2.5 to 3 years. Patrick Mahomes is still going to be the high-end elite guy that
he
is.
He's 27 years old. All right. It seems like he's been in the league for a long time.
I don't even live that, bro.
You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We got one segment left. God only knows what we're going to say. See you then.
With Steen on sports at 1700thechamp.com. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Last segment on this Tuesday. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. Just flows now.
Just flows.
Who
just
knew?
Just falls off your tongue.
Who knew? Facebook's at 1700 Champ, website 1700champ.com. After tomorrow's show, I'll throw these two shows up. Just easier to do two at a time than it is to do one. So I'll get those up after the show on Wednesday. Speaking of Wednesday, Northern Iowa versus Illinois State at 6:30. You get a pregame this weekend. You get Northern Iowa at Illinois Chicago, and you also get all of the football games. Some joined in progress, some from the beginning, but you will get them all at some point. Want to thank Palmer Group, Heritage Building Maintenance, Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, and Des Moines Orthopedic.
Des Moines Orthopedic.
For being a part of the show. Okay, so we talked a little bit about the game. So the games this weekend, we will start out with local. Jacksonville at Kansas City, 8.5, 53 is over under.
Right.
I am scared about the 8.5, but I'm not scared about taking the over. I think it could be a six point game, maybe seven. I don't know if I'd want to go, but so I'm going to take the over, and I'm going, if it's 8.5 and it stays, so we'll say that stays today, I'm going to take Jacksonville in the points.
Yes, because if you look at these points and lines that's going on, it's there is awfully obviously some
they're trying to get money
baiting. Going. Yeah, wait till we get to the money. Dallas one. Yeah.
Next up. So what do you got?
Well, let me look here. Let me get back to where I was. All right. So you went with the first one was Jacksonville, Kansas City. Is that what you said?
Yes, Jacksonville, Kansas City.
And you think Jacksonville is going to be able to cover?
I think they can cover 8.5. I think it's a 7-point game.
Absolutely. Absolutely agree with that. All right. So the next biggest spread is the Giants and Eagles. It's at the Eagles, and the Eagles are a 7.5-point favorite. Exactly. I think it's going to be closer to a field goal game.
Yeah, number one, it's a rival. Number two, it's the third time they've played.
Right.
They don't like each other.
What's the record, though? Help me out. What's the record between the two of them? Is it Eagles took them for two, or are they split?
You know what? That's a really good question. Let me find out for you while you keep talking here. And,
so
look at
that, this. Even with that being said, I still think that 7.5 points is a lot of points in a playoff game.
It's a ton of points.
I still think that the Giants are going to cover that. Would I say, do I think, would I put good money saying that the Giants are our money line opposed to points? I don't know if I'm there yet, but man, I like I said earlier, the fact that they are going down the path of momentum and a high
in December, New York won 48-22, Philadelphia won 48-22.
Sorry, you weren't quick enough. Fact checker just said Eagles won both. So thank you, checker.
But I'm trying to give you points, though. And then January 8th, the Eagles won 22-16.
Okay. 22-16. 48 on the over-under.
Right.
I think Giants are going to cover the 7.5.
So I have the Giants.
So I'm going Giants with the points, and I'm going the under.
Okay, and I went Giants and the points.
48. I know. That'd be 24-24.
Let's say
21-27. See, I can do this. I can put numbers together all over the place.
Mm.
I know.
I'm going to do the under as well.
Okay.
Okay, I'm with you.
All right.
Cincinnati at Buffalo.
Cincinnati at Buffalo. Man. I'm going to go.
-4.
It's -4.5.
-4.5
and 48. I'm going Bengals money line, to be honest with you.
So
yes, they're going to cover the 4.5. When I say 4.5, it's because they win the game.
Yeah.
I'm
taking the over.
Over all day long on this game.
Boy, after watching Buffalo this weekend and watching Cincinnati this weekend, I'm going to take Cincinnati too. But I would probably agree with that.
After watching this last weekend, I go Joe Burrow over Josh Allen.
For right now, yeah.
Right.
I agree. But I probably would take the money line instead of even dealing with the points.
Right. That's I'm going money line Bengals and over on points because it was 48. All right. Now that I know he's listening, I got to be careful what I'm saying. Dallas Cowboys and San Francisco 49ers. It's a 3.5-point 49er favorite. I'm going money line on 49ers, dude. They're definitely going to cover that.
Yeah.
Over-under is my thing. It's 46.5 on the over-under. So 23-23, you know, basically it's got to be 23-24 for it to go over. I am probably going to go on the over on this one as well.
I am too. I'm thinking 27-24, so that's 50. I'm going over.
Right.
I'll take the over.
I would say like a 31-24 is what I'm thinking.
I would take money line on that one as well. I agree with you. Instead of not have to worry about the points. Just take money line.
Yeah.
That's a game I would have if before watching last night. But once again, I say before watching last night, and then knowing how bad Tampa Bay is,
right?
I would have said, "There's no way." I would have taken more points than that and said, "I'm good." But I mean, they played okay, but they're not playing Tampa Bay.
If on the outside chance, the Dallas Cowboys do lose this game, America's team loses this game, Mike McCarthy does not have a job in Dallas anymore, correct?
I don't know if I agree. I really don't. I don't think this has anything to do with Mike McCarthy. I think Mike McCarthy's doing a good
job. But that's not the MO of ownership. Ownership right. is blame coaching and try something new.
I don't know if Sean Payton goes there. So if I can't get Sean Payton, I'm not firing Mike McCarthy.
Is Sean Payton really the answer?
Well, I think Sean Payton's an answer for somebody.
I think Sean Payton had Drew Brees.
He did have Drew Brees, but
Dak Prescott is not.
But
Drew
nobody,
Brees.
Nobody else wanted Drew Brees, and
I know.
Sean Payton made. You know, there's been different connotations of all
worked,
these things.
They were a good really, combination,
right? They're Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy, but Drew Brees more arm strength than Brock Purdy. I don't know if he's a better seer of the field and things like that, but he has a strong. I mean, Drew Brees has got a cannon for a little dude.
Yeah. So, I don't know that Sean Payton is the magic wand.
Well, I will tell you that if Sean Payton was with the Chargers the other night, the Chargers don't lose that football game. Right. I mean, that's the thing. Of all the teams that he wants that job. And I think that the chicken poop Chargers don't have the guts to fire a guy who they brought in, who they knew they shouldn't have brought in, that you have a young quarterback who's a stud, and you bring in a defensive coordinator who thinks so highly of his defense that he goes for fourth down on the 22-yard line on their side of the field. Okay. He's never been a good coach. That was the second game he coached in, and he's just progressively gotten worse. Who thinks you could get worse from that?
All right, speaking of coaches that are no longer coaches in the western part of the United States, Cliff Kingsbury. Evidently, he's in Thailand now with his girlfriend.
Yeah, not happening. I think he's good. His girlfriend is more fun for him than Kyler Murray.
Okay, all right. But he's not a head coach again in the NFL.
Probably not. I don't know if he's a head coach.
Obviously not next year.
I don't think he's a head coach in college football either. He was horrible. horrible at Texas Tech.
So his flash of brilliance when Kyler Murray was – actually, Kyler Murray and did great things that one year. That gave him hope.
I'll tell you what
but
I would do.
That little dream is gone.
I tell you what I would do with Cliff Kingsbury right now. If I'm Ding Dong Staley in the Chargers, I would hire him as my offensive coordinator.
Okay, there you go. So you
because
does,
I thought the New England
Patriots
I thought the New England Patriots would, but you know he's got to go get the dude from Oklahoma or from Alabama who's 92 years old and can't win anything to be his offensive coordinator. Not Nick Saban, but Nick Saban's buddy. You know they're all from the same clan. So
let's not use that word. So.
It's a
group. Let's say group.
No, it's an avatar thing. It's not.
That's right. That's have you
on.
Seen that?
No,
the
I haven't
way
seen
of
the
water?
I haven't seen the second one. I've watched the first one like three times getting ready to go see the second
one. I can't get past the description of Avatar is, well, if you like Dances with Wolves, it's the same thing as Dances with Wolves plot, except it's with big blue people.
It cost a lot more money. But I guess Dancing with Wolves cost a lot of money back in the day as well. No, I sat through here. We have 30 seconds. I mean, there's so many coaches, Josh Allen's been taking the blame. Sean McDermott's a defensive coordinator. Their defense was horrible. And all the blames, Josh Allen's just kind of throwing the ball all over the place. And blah, 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 blah. Sean McDermott, you're supposed to be good at defense. You know, and I think, this is really funny, I think Sean McDermott got saved a couple of years on his job for how he acted and threw this whole this whole thing. How, I mean, he was...
Through COVID and stuff.
Through Damar Hamlin.
Oh, yeah.
Getting through all that.
Yes.
Because I think there was rumblings that, yeah, maybe we can't... Josh Allen's at his point. He can't get any better.
Right.
You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We'll be back in here tomorrow. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We'll see you tomorrow. Hawkeye Huddle up next.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700, The Champ.
No accidents to report, no major delays at the moment. Drive safely.
Mix a little sports analysis, pop culture, and great interviews, and you've got the Rich Eisen Show podcast.
Daniel Jeremiah here in the Prospect Stock Watch. You look at the draft order, who are you hearing first overall?
To me, Bryce Young. I don't think he's for every team. I like the fact he could go to Houston and play in a dome. It's warm weather, road games for the most part. That's an ideal environment for him. People ask for comparisons, and I said, yeah, if you left Aaron Rodgers in the dryer too long, you get Bryce Young.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast. Wherever you listen.
Shoo-wee, Joe, that stinks.
Girl, that ain't me. That's January. And January stinks because it's cold, boring, and I can't afford a slow start. So to speed things up, I have to do something absolutely crazy, like turning the entire month at Capital City Motor Company into Drive for Five.
What's Drive for Five?
Drive away today for just $5 down or get up to $5,000 more than appraised value for your trade. January stinks. So help me deodorize with Drive for Five. Does your credit stink? Don't worry. My one and only for the people credit approval process works because I understand bad things happen to good people. And that stinks. Don't keep driving a car or truck you hate.
That stinks.
Trade with me today and get up to $5,000 more than it's worth. Not enough for down payment?
That stinks.
So drive away today in a nicer, newer car for as low as $5 down. But hurry, January stinks only until the end of the month. That's when I wipe this deal clean. I'm Joe Clemens, and I'm your dealer for the people. Come see us at Capital City Motor Company in Des Moines or online at approvedbyjoe.com. Approvedbyjoe.com. www.approvedbyjoe.com.
Vehicle purchase price affects actual trade allowance. All terms subject to approval. Some minimum
requirements. Hey, y'all, this is your girl, Cheryl Underwood, and I want to tell you something. My digestive system used to make me feel sluggish, but those days are over. Now I feel great. That's because I increased my fiber intake with the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge, and I'm still hooked. I just took Metamucil every day for 14 days, and it's really that easy. Metamucil traps and removes the waste that weighs you down, so you feel lighter and more energetic. Now I never want to go back to that heavy feeling. Are you ready for the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge? For a coupon and daily support, sign up at Metamucil.com today.
When you can't stop, there's Vicks VapoRub. Vicks VapoRub sends powerful medicated Vicks vapors right to the source of your... so you can experience cough relief and breathe easier. Generations of families have trusted Vicks VapoRub to help relieve the worst cold symptoms. So next time you have a cough, reach for the Vicks VapoRub. Vicks VapoRub. Cough relieving is believing.
I'm an addict. If football's on TV, I'm watching. And when I'm watching, there's only two things that will get me out of my recliner. And one of those is a trip to the buffet table. Ours always includes grilled brats and hot dogs on Village Hearth buns. At halftime, we bring out a huge platter of cold cut sandwiches made on Country Hearth multigrain bread. Baked right here in the Midwest, Country Hearth and Village Hearth breads and buns are always fresh and delicious.
Touchdown! Yes! Yes!
St. Jude exceeds any expectation or any dream I could have ever had about a hospital. First was getting David here to save his life. But then I was told we wouldn't get a bill. I didn't quite process that. How's this possible? It's possible through all the wonderful people who donate.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. If you think about that, I mean, go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine.
The research here is research that we share with everyone else because overall, we want to help all children that have cancer. What makes that possible is people that give to St. Jude. They really help us to fulfill our mission, and we're so grateful to have them on our team.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
101.3 FM and 1700 The Champ is Des Moines' home for professional play-by-play. Every Kansas City Chiefs and NFL primetime game live on terrestrial radio. We also have your baseball covered with the Minnesota Twins. Hey, and don't forget the legendary Jim Rome, weekdays from 11 to 2, and the UNI Panthers. For a complete schedule, visit 1700thechamp.com. 1700 The Champ, now on the FM dial at 101.3. This season, Northern Iowa fans, your Panthers are set to pounce on every opponent that gets sent their way. This season, the Panthers are hungry.
He's gotta love it, baby.
Catch every pass, every play, and every touchdown right here. This is your home for college football on the Panthers Sports Network. From Learfield on 101.3 and 1700, The Champ. KBGG Des Moines and K267CY Des Moines, 101.3 FM.